What's up, guys? This is Rob J, a.k.a. The Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mazzarino.
Hi.
Who are you?
I am Wyatt.
Who?
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Wyatt Starr. Back at it again with another podcast.
Yeah, we're back. Here we are. Fresh. Sorry, I've been lagging on the episodes. It's been crazy. A few weeks.
Fresh off the boat.
Trying to stay on top of all this shit, though. But, yeah, we got this one here for you guys. I don't know when you're going to listen to it. Hopefully by the end of this week. This week is the week of, I don't know, the 18th. Some shit like that. But we're back. We're here. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. If you are a return listener, if you're new.
Hello, Governor.
If you're new, what's up, guys? Hi.
Hello.
I'm Rob.
I'm Wyatt.
Yeah, that's us. And
we are us.
You're wondering what the fuck you're listening to. Bunch of garbage.
And he is him.
Yeah. Wyatt's reciting a quote from Rush Hour 2, which I'm surprised he knows what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
Pretty good. Valentine's Day was last week. Had a hell of a dinner night.
Hell of a dinner.
But we didn't do nothing too fancy.
What'd you guys do?
Went to Macaroni Grill and they were all fucked up. Ooh. There. They're
slutty.
Yeah. They were all, their seating system's all messed up. So we had reservations for 7:30, but we didn't get seated till 8:30. And we didn't leave the place till 11. Because we didn't get our food till like 10:30. So
that's a late dinner, my friend.
I know. It was a pretty crazy night, but
damn.
It was good food regardless. And I didn't mention this in the last one. But I talked to the manager and I was a little upset because they crossed our names off of the wait list and
threw a little hissy fit.
No, I try to be very nice because I personally really don't like complaining about service or anything like that in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, I talked to her, I was really nice, told her all the issues, and she's like, okay, I'll fix your bill. And it came back, and the bill was finalized at $4.
Damn.
Yeah, it was originally $62 down to $4.
You got yourself a steal.
I know.
Damn.
But, so, shout out to them. Their food is good. Just be wary of the holidays. Other than that, Macaroni Grill is a great place to go. And I went to casino last night, too.
Big fucking gambler.
-$80. Hell
yeah. Yeah. Man, he got bit by the gambling bug.
Yeah, that's all right. I got J Juice took me down to the Eagle Mountain in Porterville.
Big J.
Played poker for about 4 hours.
Smelled stomping grounds.
He said it was good for a first time player.
He's lying to you.
I know. He's trying to make me feel better.
Trying to make you feel better about losing $80.
Yeah, I had fun though. Got some experience under my belt.
I give you some experience under your belt.
You already have. My ass is full of cum.
Wow. Okay. That took a turn.
Yeah. Pretty cool night. If you want to hear more in depth, go peep the other podcast, Elbow Deep.
Oh, yeah.
Quick plug.
Shameless plug.
Shameless.
Damn.
What about you? How's your week been? Past 2 weeks.
Past 2 weeks have been all right. Busy working, busy twerking.
Twerk.
Making that dough. It's been cool. Valentine's Day was good. Exchanged some presents. Ate some dinner and hung out with the family. And the last 2 days, actually, my kid's been walking a whole shitload.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, he's been, at first it started, you know, a few steps. Well, because I don't know if I talked about it in one of the I think it was the last episode where he started walking, but he only took 6 steps. And then his lazy ass decided to take a break for a minute.
2 weeks.
Didn't walk after that for a while. And out of the blue, like 2 days ago, he started letting go of shit he was holding on to, and you know, 3-4 steps at a time. And last night he was going like the length of like the hallway and shit.
God damn, are you serious?
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
He was going at it, dude.
But you know what that means?
Yeah, it means I gotta.
Everything has to be on the top shelf.
Fucking put foam all over the damn house.
Yeah, because he's going to eat it a couple of times.
Yeah, but it's pretty fun seeing that shit. Yeah, that was probably the highlight of the week. It was nice. I'm sick now. I don't know if you can tell. Woke up sick this morning. Well, started getting sick last night after I decided to barbecue at night when it was cold as fuck outside.
It was pretty cold last night.
And yeah, I was out there for about an hour. Like a fucking jackass, trying to make some dinner, trying to be good. And ended up getting fucking sick. Woke up this morning with a stuffy ass nose. I'm all congested. My head hurts. My throat is kind of sore.
Congestion.
And it's not fun. But yeah, this weather's been crazy. All right, guys. Enough of that shit. So, for this week.
What are we drinking today, boys?
We took a trip. No, I took a solo trip once again by myself.
All alone.
This morning, actually, we didn't go to our favorite spot.
No.
Total Wine.
No, no, no. We didn't get to go there, unfortunately. Decided to do this on President's Day, so we were off this whole weekend. So what's today the day? JFK got assassinated, or
I don't know. I was like 1 year old when that happened.
Damn.
No,
you're zero years old.
No, I wasn't even alive.
So I took a trip to my local Save Mart down the street from my house at 8 a.m. this morning after I dropped my son off at daycare to pick this beer up for you guys.
All right, boys, let's get cracking.
Because I'm dedicated. So I rolled up in there. I got a beer. I picked up some medicine because I'm sick. And I was extremely ashamed when I walked up to the counter.
At 8:15 in the morning.
At 8 a.m. Walk up there with a beer in one hand, a box of medicine in the other. And I actually bought a pizza for me and Wyatt to eat for lunch. So I just look like the biggest piece of shit this side of town. So, and the lady didn't help much because it's this lady that's always there, and she's an older lady, and she's a bitch. I'm just going to fucking flat out say it. She's a bitch.
Fuck the lady at Save Mart.
And yeah, she was pretty rude. And I know she saw the beer, but she scanned the medicine first. And, you know, you have to be 18 to buy medicine. So she asked me for my ID, but I know it was really for the beer.
Hey, and, take it as a compliment. You look young.
No, I knew she was going to ID me for the beer. They never ID me for medicine. It was just she didn't want to make it awkward, but she did. She's a bitch. And then, she just flung my groceries to the side and charged me my money.
Yeah, you give me your money, bitch!
And I got the fuck out of there. And
hoodie on, pulse closed shut.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody sees me right now.
I was so ashamed. But we're here. We're here now. It's a little more of a decent hour. So Save Mart, they don't have a huge selection, so I didn't have the plethora of beers available to me that I usually do. So I kind of had to settle this week, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But this one sounded pretty interesting. So this is from Slow Brewing Company out of San Luis Obispo.
Home of the O-Wiener.
I am assuming it doesn't even fucking say. I'm just assuming that because of...
Yeah, it only makes sense.
The brewing company, so... get your fucking hand out of my face, Wyatt.
Fuck you.
Wyatt's trying to take this beer away from me so he could read it. I have fucking perfectly fine eyes. My nose isn't working, but they say that other senses work better when one of your senses goes down. So I can see like a fucking hawk right now. I can read. And I can hear you fucking wheezing over there like Darth Vader.
I think I got whatever you got already.
Yeah, you probably did. You sick shit. Way to go. Stop breathing my air. So this one is a hazy honey blonde.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Or guy.
Preferably guy.
So this is a honey ale. 5% alcohol by volume. And it is, it's in a can. It's got a nice Dijon mustard kind of color can. Two-tone Dijon.
Like Grey Poupon.
Want that to be my next car. Two-tone Dijon.
You drive around the fucking hot dog mobile.
Just get some red rims for the ketchup. We're good to go. Call me Oscar Mayer, bitch.
You're sad.
So there's a little description on the side of the can that I'm going to read to you now. I could probably read this with my eyes closed because I have such great vision right now.
You're squinting so hard.
I don't have my glasses on. All right. Straight from the hive. This refreshing hazy brew is drippy with orange blossom honey for subtle sweetness and crisp aroma. Crushable, easy drinking, and perfect for a sunny day at the beach. Our hazy honey blonde is the bee's knees.
So, I think that kind of confirms it's from San Luis Obispo.
Probably.
You know, great beer at the beach.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It's the bee's knees, though. So, this says it's unfiltered, smooth honey, and it's refreshing. So, enough of this fucking beer. Let's give this old crack-a-rooney.
Right in the mic.
Ooh, yeah.
My ears just came.
Fuck. This beer just came all over my hand. So, let's pour it up here. That was a terrible pour. Sorry, I was midway shifting it towards the mic.
But wow. Oh.
Got a deep head on it right there, boys. That's a deep head. Yeah, this is from appearance. It's got a really thick head. It is not as hazy as it sounds. It's a little hazy. It's not as clear as, your typical Bud Light Budweiser. But a little haze to it. And it's got that same yellow golden hue, which is very reminiscent of honey. So I can see that.
Wow.
So this week, unfortunately, the old schnoz is not working. So Wyatt's going to have to be my nose for this week.
Oh, love that. Love that sniff right there.
This is what my sniffer is doing right now.
Sounds like you're drinking it through your nose.
So Wyatt, go ahead and describe. Here, take it with you and put it up to the mic and describe what the fuck you're smelling there, bud. I know it's not fucking Honey Nut Cheerios you're used to. Please try not to sound like a piece of shit. Don't stick your nose in it, dude. I see that shit getting awfully close. I'm like, I gotta drink that shit still. Looks like Wyatt's rubbing the rim of the cup with his fucking nose. Can you stop putting your nose so close?
It's a booger rim for you.
It's like a margarita with a bunch of boogers.
Okay, you know what this smells like, actually?
Still salty.
I don't know why, but it smells kind of like almost like grape juice. Yeah, it's definitely got a smell kind of like grape juice, honestly, which is very strange.
So like a juice box.
Kind of. I don't know. Maybe like a super, super sweet wine or almost like grape juice.
All right. How many times have you had wine?
Plenty of times in Mexico.
All right. This guy is wine connoisseur.
I remember being drunk as fuck in a fancy restaurant in Mexico. And the guy comes over and goes, "Sir, what kind of wine would you like to start out with?" And I'm like, "Something good." Because I was already fucked up.
The That's when you ate some snails, huh?
Yeah, those snails are actually pretty fucking good.
Snails taste like shit.
Oh, I was drunk, so I can't actually.
Tastes like dirt. All right, so you say we got a grape.
A grape.
Kind of winey flavor.
Snail.
I would take this with a grain of salt because you can't trust White's nose 100% because
it smells good. If you get like
it is very young.
If you get a deeper smell, you can kind of smell like the malt. Yeah.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about, so I'm going to have to believe him.
A little bit, but I think it might be the honey is what I'm trying to smell. I don't know. Does honey even have a smell?
I don't know.
But you can definitely sense the malt. But it's very subtle compared to the flavored scent of it.
All right. Well, that's enough of White's nose. Let's see if it's been accurate. Let me give this old taste through here. So, cheers. Yeah. Tastes like I'm drinking water. I don't know if it's because my nose isn't working.
I definitely think it's...
Don't taste anything. This is weird. I can tell you it's very light because I can't taste anything. I'm getting a hint of mucus in the back of my tongue here. Yeah, whatever flavors are coming through are very subtle. I am getting a little bit of the maltiness in the back of my tongue, like Wyatt says. Has a really smooth finish. Almost instantly gone. It doesn't sit on your tongue. But it's a light beer. Does not have any heavy notes or any heavy fragrances like the can kind of suggested that it was going to have. Partly probably because my nose doesn't work.
Motherfucker.
What?
Your Hawkeye vision?
Yeah.
Right above the logo, it says brewed in San Luis Obispo, California.
Motherfucker, I was waiting for you to look at the can.
Oh, okay.
See if your bitch ass can find it.
I found it in 2 seconds.
All right. Anyways, pretty light beer. So that's gonna do it for that motherfucker. I'm going to finish it off. And probably not. You know, it's one beer.
Oh, you know what I might have been smelling?
What?
That orange blossom they were talking about.
Wyatt is a fucking nose smeller. He needs a new job. Just sniffing shit.
Preferably your dirty underwear.
Send him in, ladies and gents.
Preferably guys, but.
All right. So what do we? What's the scale today? What's the rating scale?
From 1 to 10. Owen's bee's knees.
Do you have a crush on him?
Stop.
Wow.
Stop it! I'm not gay!
All right. So from 1 to 10, Owen's bee's knees. Sorry, Owen. This guy's thinking about you quite often. I'm going to have to give this one... 5, Owen's bee's knees.
Okay. God damn, your fucking mic is... You keep pulling on the cord.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. What?
Okay, but I think we should give this beer a +1.
I think you should go fuck yourself.
I already have.
All right.
A +1 simply because you're sick.
Hey! You're sick!
Your skills aren't to their fullest.
Hey! My skills are at a fucking 1,000% right now, bud.
But...
All right, that's fair. 6, Owen's bee's knees.
Originally 5, but +1.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. So. Take it, Slow Brewing Company. I mean, it's not a bad beer. I don't have anything bad to say. If my nose worked, I'd probably get a little more flavors. But the ones that I did taste were pretty pleasant.
Nice.
So it's not a bad beer. This is beer, I guess you can
crush on the beach.
Yeah, you can get a little crispy boy on the beach. Hey, why don't you toss me a crispy boy? And
you are.
And this can be your boy with the crisp.
Because it's got crisp honey in it.
Yeah. Crisp.
Give honey. Me.
I like
hey,
that.
Toss me a crispy honey boy real quick, yeah? I do sick.
And that's Wyatt at the beach by himself. Just talking to himself.
And then I throw the beer and I run and catch it real quick.
Nice, nice.
And then I put it in the trash can because I'm not 21.
Summer with the boys. All right. So I wouldn't necessarily drown myself in this beer. But
would you bathe in this beer?
Maybe. Maybe. I like the honey oils. Speaking of drowning, you know what happens when you drown? You die. So on this week's episode, we're going to get into a topic that I think is interesting. Personally, I know Wyatt is interested in this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of you sick fucks out there are. So, yeah, this week we're talking about shitty and bizarre ways to die. And there's a lot of shitty ways you can die. You can go a lot of different ways. And we're going to get into that today. So buckle the fuck up, strap yourselves in, grab a brew, and get ready to hear about some death. Yeah. All right.
Boy.
All right, Wyatt. So let's kick it off. Let's kick it off. What do you got for us here?
So I got the 10 worst ways to die.
Ooh.
Proven by science.
Who?
Science.
Is that Jesus?
Yeah. English. Biology.
Okay.
Science.
Science.
And fucking bullshit! Which is math.
Lay it on me, baby.
Number 10 worst way to die is starvation.
What does it say?
The worst part about it is it's not quick. It's over time that your body is just becoming malnourished and you're getting nothing in your body until your body basically starts consuming itself, more or less. Like the stomach will start.
So your body eats itself.
Yeah.
What does one have to not eat for this to happen? How long does it take?
I believe your body can go about 30 days without food.
And then it starts just turning on itself?
Yeah.
It's like a zombie.
Well, the thing is that when you don't eat, your body's not up to 100%, obviously.
Yeah.
So you have a lot higher risk of infection or sickness.
Okay.
So, but if you're able to not get sick or infected, your body will just slowly, you will just become more fatigued, you know, more delusional and tired to the point where you just won't wake up at some point.
And you're just dead?
Yeah. But, you know, typically with people who have died of starvation, have most, majority of them have gotten diseases or some infection beforehand and died from that instead.
Makes a little sense.
So,
way to go, science.
Yeah. Don't try that.
That sounds like a very long and painful way to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready for our number 9?
Yeah.
No surprise here. Dehydration.
Oh.
So
that's a lot less though, right? That your body can.
Yeah, I think it's without, like a week or something like
that. Yeah, with no water.
Yeah. So your body just by itself is already made up of 60% water. So imagine not being able to.
Is that what my ass is made out of?
100%. Your ass is 100% water. You're like a camel.
My humps, baby.
Yeah, your two lovely lady humps are full of water. So basically, as you become more dehydrated, your cells in your body will begin to shrink as water draws from your cells and goes into your bloodstream.
Your cells?
Yeah, your individual cells.
Oh my God.
Will then begin to squeeze water out of themselves to make your blood stay liquid.
My God.
Yeah.
That sounds like a also a very painful process.
And the worst part about it is that this also includes your brain cells. So once they start to shrink, they're pretty much dying.
So you're just becoming brain dead slowly?
Yeah. Yeah, so you slowly become brain dead. And once, you know, if you recover from this, you might not be at 100%.
Well, no, your fucking brain cells are dead. I did a lot of that in high school when I smoked a lot of marijuana. Killed a lot of my brain cells, but I...
Stayed hydrated.
Stayed hydrated. So I don't know what a lack of water would do to my brain. It'd probably be pretty bad.
But with the continue of no water and the, you know, your brain cells continuing to pass, is that it prevents you from operating normally, making you like delirious and confused and super bad headaches. That's like when you see in the movies, you know, somebody's dehydrated as fuck in a desert.
Oh, yeah.
And they see a mirage.
Yeah.
And they think it's water, so they go towards it. That's the delusion and the confusion kicking in, is that you think you found water.
Yeah.
But it's just a mirage.
I think one of the worst parts that are depicted in films.
Yeah.
Being dehydrated, that I would personally dread. Chapped lips.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking lips look like the bed of a dried up river. And I hate chapped lips, so.
They hurt. They
crack. I'd probably kill myself before the dehydration did if I had those lips.
Yeah, but the more your brain cells shrink, the more the blood vessels start to collapse. They go to your brain. So slowly, blood vessels attached to your cranium will start to pull away and break, and you'll start to cause internal bleeding in your brain. And then after that, your organs will begin to shut down one by one, starting with your kidney, which is your body's filtering system. So anything you're putting in your body is not being filtered.
Yeah.
It's just fucking you up.
And so if I drank some alcohol after being dehydrated for a week,
yeah,
I'd probably die.
Yeah.
Next week on Booze with the Head.
But one way that people will negate, or they think they can negate dehydration, is drinking their own urine.
Uh-huh.
But if you go long enough with doing this, the contamination in the urine after your kidney shuts down will kill you. So once again, you'll get caught by infections or diseases.
Damn.
And then you'll have muscle cramps and uncontrollably spasms, and your organs will continue to shut down until the amount of blood in your system will physically decrease. And in some conditions, this can last up to 2 weeks.
Damn.
If you're lucky.
So another slow, painful way to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, switching gears here. I got a list of bizarre ways to die. So I got this from our good friend Wikipedia. So they have a long list dating back to... medieval times and shit.
I feel like that was the worst time to die.
Yeah. I mean, you can go and look at that shit yourself. What I'm more interested in is the modern era. So the 21st century. So I got a list here of just people dying from fucking weird shit from the 2000s on. So I got a list. We're going to dive into some of these. So the first one I got here on my list is from 2001. So, burned braids.
What?
Or burned brands. Brand is. He's German. He's a German man.
I thought you were trying to read the cause of death.
No. Yeah, he got his braids burned. Yeah, so this man, he was a German engineer from Berlin. And he was willingly slaughtered so that he can be butchered and eaten by aspiring cannibal Armin Mewies, cannibals.
Did we do a cannibal episode?
No.
Okay, I listened to a podcast.
Yeah.
Where they talked solely on people who eat other people.
Uh-huh.
And that is a legit thing, actually, is that there are websites.
Yeah, there's people advertising themselves to be eaten.
Yeah, and people who will advertise themselves to eat you.
Yeah.
It's a fucking crazy thing. Crazy. Yeah.
So this guy's an OG. He did it in 2001.
AOL.
All right, so moving on. So Brian Douglas Wells, a pizza delivery man from Pennsylvania, was killed by an explosive collar around his neck as part of a bank robbery.
Oh, I've seen that video. That's fucking crazy.
There's an actual video?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a video of, like, he's got the money and everything, and he's What's the guy's name again?
Brian Douglas Wells.
Pull this video. But basically, you know, he's in a standoff with the police by his car while leaving the bank, and you can see the collar around his neck, and he's telling the cops, get away, there's a bomb. I have a bomb attached to me. I don't want to die. Stuff like that. And the cops don't know what to do, so they're trying to call the bomb squad. You know, the thing is said, you know, the guy was basically kidnapped and forced to go through with this heist.
Oh, damn. So that was like some Saw shit.
Yeah, basically. And so he's out there, and then it just shows him getting blown up.
We're going to take a look at this video real quick. We'll be right back.
Shit. This ain't nothing. I'm just talking shit. See the Reaper got my coffin pit. I'm just toxic when I'm off the shit. I'm just talking. Ain't no need a trip. Suds up, get fucked up. Don't fuck with me for the cup up. If you don't fuck with me, you get fucked up. Like a white bitch getting stuck up. See me coming like a nut bust. Get run down and get run up.
All right, so we just saw this video. Yeah. And that shit's it's on Live Leak if you want to check it out for yourself. Not a lot of blood like I was expecting, but yeah, this dude gets his fucking shit blown the fuck up.
That's attached to a collar tied to the front of his body.
And this dude's chest, like, I don't know, the explosion, it just blows him back. And
the worst part is this was broadcasted live on live TV.
Yeah, so a lot of people saw this shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this man's dead. So that is quite the way to go with a fucking collar around your neck. All right. So in 2005, Kenneth Pinion died from injuries caused by anal sex with a stallion.
Oh, I've heard of this. One guy, one horse.
Yeah. No, that's Mr. Hands.
What?
Or was that? What do you mean? One guy, one.
That's the actual video online.
Oh, okay.
And the guy basically his anus ruptured and he died from internal bleeding.
Wait, was that the one that I sent you?
I don't know. I didn't. If you send me anything from Live Leak, I do not look at it. I want you to know that.
No, okay. No, it was Mr. Hands. That was another video where some dude, he dies from his colon getting ruptured.
Oh, maybe then.
Maybe. I don't know. But that is sick. You deserve to die, I think, if you're going to fuck a horse.
Or have a horse fuck you.
Yeah. that is shitty. All right. So in 2007, Humberto Hernandez, a 24-year-old Oakland, California resident, was killed after being struck in the face by an airborne fire hydrant while walking.
Damn.
A passing car had struck the fire hydrant, and the water pressure shot the hydrant at Hernandez with enough force to kill him. So that, like, imagine
just walking down the street.
Yeah.
And a fucking fire hydrant just full force.
That's
gone.
That's fucked up. Sorry, guy. That's on your way to work. You get killed by a fire hydrant. That's unfortunate, my guy. So, what else you got?
Okay, so for number 8, worst way to die is decapitation.
Ooh.
Decapitation. So this is obviously a very old style of capital punishment. I believe like the last time somebody got decapitated by the government was in France in around like the 1980s or something. It's actually pretty recent if you consider it. But the worst part about it is that even though your head gets removed, it is sometimes the head itself will stay conscious even after you pass. So I have this excerpt and it said, so this guy named Dr. Bjorix in 1905, he reported that he was able to kind of communicate with the head after it was removed. And so basically this is what he said. He said the face relaxed, the lids half closed, and the eyeballs leaving only the whites of his eyes visible. It was then that I called in a strong, sharp voice, Linguil, which I believe is the guy's name, I saw the eyelid slowly lift up without any spasmodic contractions. And next, Linguil's eyes very definitely fixed themselves on mine and the pupils focused themselves.
Fuck.
Imagine that shit.
Damn, still being conscious?
Yeah, and he repeated it, the name, three times.
Yeah.
And on the third time, it was unresponsive.
Damn.
Yeah, so it said that the head could have survived for up to 30 seconds after decapitation. Which is a very long time.
It was a long 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, because, you know, when your head is on the guillotine, you're probably fucking adrenaline pumping through your veins.
That's a clean, like, if it's a guillotine, that's a clean cut, too, so.
Yeah, so it's.
I'm sure you'll still.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Be conscious after
with
that.
The adrenaline in your veins and the increased blood flow. With that, you will most likely be able to survive 3 to 5 seconds automatically without your body
damn
connected to you.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I've seen a few, like, you know, I go online, look at some crazy shit sometimes. You go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Every now and then. So I've seen some decapitation videos of, like, cartels and stuff.
Yeah.
And those ones are pretty fucked up because, you know, they do it with a knife or, like, a chainsaw or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you've seen the chainsaw one.
Yeah, like, just going through that would be super fucked up.
Or the jihadi beheadings.
Yeah. Like, that shit is insane. Yeah. And I, just imagining going through that kind of pain is pretty fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Especially
being able to survive for a while after it.
Just getting forced to, like, you have no control. You're just,
yeah.
Some dude's just cutting your head off. Like, that's shitty.
So number 7 worst way to die, which I found very shocking, is actually lethal injection.
Ooh.
So the current capital punishment is lethal injection.
Right.
So if you do enough bad stuff, you'll be put on death row. And this is how you could die. So... within the last 40 years, since the death penalty has been reinstated, about 1,500 people have been lethally injected.
Damn.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
So the worst part about this is that it's all theoretical, technically, because there's no way to test this
right
amount of chemicals in your body. So they use sodium thiopental to make you unconscious, panacronium bromide to paralyze you, and potassium chloride to kill you. Even though it's, you know, like I said, even though it's very medical, technically there's no, it's not regulated, there's no set dose.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. And most people who are given a dose of sodium thiopental, it is way lower than it should be. So you're kind of alive, while the other two chemicals paralyze you and suffocate you.
Damn.
And yeah, so there's been reports of convicts being semi-conscious while they slowly suffocate them and stop their heart.
Wow.
Which is scientifically very, very painful to go through.
That's got to be fucked up.
Yeah, it says that the amount of sodium thiopental is only enough for a small animal to be rendered unconscious.
Man.
So.
Wow.
So they could be paralyzed and still be conscious.
Another shitty way to go.
Yeah.
That's.
Wild.
Damn, just feeling that and having your heart just fucking. Stop. Like, that's fucked up.
It is.
All right, so a few more bizarre ways to die. So in 2008, a 43-year-old Irish mother of 4 died of an allergic reaction after having sex with a German Shepherd dog.
Jesus Christ. What is it, people with their dogs?
People like fucking dogs sometimes. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All men are dogs. I'm just going to fuck my dog anyways.
I don't get the fascination of people with fucking animals. I think it's disgusting.
Alrighty, you sick fucks.
But
to go to high school.
I mean, shit like this happens. You get an infected dog's dicks are probably dirty. They lay around the dirt all day.
Lick them. Stick them in other dog's booty holes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many times have you seen a male dog hump another dog in their...
Just think, if you wouldn't shove a piece of dog shit in your vagina, why would you put that dog dick in your vagina?
Yeah, it's probably got some dog doo-doo on it.
Some doggy STDs.
And getting some, oh man, getting some human tail. That is, that is pretty fucking gross.
Disgusting.
So in 2010, Mike Edwards, 62, he was found... Well, he was a member of a band. That's not very important. So he died when a large bale of hay rolled down a hill and collided with his van that he was driving.
His van?
Yeah. So this thing was that big. It destroyed a van and killed a man.
Damn, spitting bars over here?
Just driving to your next gig and a bale of hay comes and fucks you up. That's...
Fatality. Finish him.
All right. So in 2010, Jimmy Heseldon, 62, he's the owner of Segway Incorporated. He died after apparently riding a Segway personal transport system, his own product, off of a cliff.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Was this a suicide? Who knows? Was this an accident? Maybe. Shoot. But getting killed by your own product, like, what do you think he was
doing? Ironic is that.
Stop, motherfucker. Stop. No. Don't go that way.
Have you ever seen those videos of the guys who fucking fall on the Segways and they like totally eat shit?
Yeah.
I bet, you know, he was like showing off, like, you know, maybe for his wife or his girlfriend. He's like riding around. He's like, hey, look at this. So I can like go near the cliff. He's like, oh, and then he just eats shit and just fucking gets yeeted off the fucking cliff.
Oh, that's shitty. Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
He should have been close to the cliff there, Jimmy. Sorry.
Especially with that Segway.
Yeah.
Jimmy and his damn Segway is always getting him into trouble.
All right, so in 2011, Jose Luis Ochoa, 35, died after being stabbed in the leg at an illegal cockfight in Tulare County, California.
Nice.
By a bird with a knife-like spur strapped to his leg. And I got to say, when I was scrolling through these, I saw Tulare County. And, you know, my hometown is in Tulare County. I thought this shit was fucking hilarious because one of my uncles, he owns a feed store. And he sells roosters. And, you know, occasionally in the back of the feed store, there'd be a cockfighter too.
Nice.
So I've seen these in person, and they strap on sharp fucking blades to these motherfuckers. So I can definitely see this happening. I don't know exactly where, what city, what town this guy was in. I feel like I know him. I feel like I've seen him at a cockfight before. And he got stabbed and he died. And cockfighting is a dangerous sport. It's extremely illegal. If you know any cockfighters, would definitely say,
do not go.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Alrighty, and I want to skip a few because they're kind of obvious on why they suck, like burning and drowning and shit like that. So we're gonna move on to a very interesting one: decompression.
What number is that?
Number four.
Number four on today's list of shitty ways to die.
So a decompression is, well, the only the incident that this article references is there were some divers going from deep sea, diving in like a submarine type capsule thing, being raised up to the surface. And basically they'll raise it up to the surface, but the interior pressure of the submarine was like about 9 atmospheres, I guess you could say, on the person. So there
9 atmospheres?
Like where we are now is equal to 1 atmosphere.
So the pressure is equal to
it's
1.
Times 9.
God damn.
So basically it surfaced and then it exploded and all the pressure was lifted off immediately and basically blew them up because they were kind of blown up from the inside out.
Holy shit.
I believe it like starts in the lungs and then it kind of just, because all the pressure's released, you just decompressurize. Decompression.
So these people just blew the fuck up?
Yeah, they were launched about 30 feet in the air. Wow. And what does it say? I said that, said something like parts of their lungs and like arteries were found on the inside of the cabin and shit like that.
Fuck. So they just, they went in there and people were.
No, everybody died.
No, but I'm saying people went and opened the fucking thing up and there was just a bunch of guts and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck. Imagine how painful that's gotta be.
To just 30 like, feet in the air.
Like you just basically turn into a fart.
Yeah.
Your whole body's just a fart. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That is pretty scary.
I've heard of people who will deep sea dive like to one or two times the normal atmospheric pressure.
Yeah.
And if they go up the pressure too high in the scale, you know, because you're supposed to like go up a pressure, wait 15 minutes, go up another pressure, wait another 15. And
yeah.
If you go up too high, like your lungs will fill with fluid and you'll just suffocate to death.
Well, there's a name, I don't know the name of it, but there's bubbles that basically form in your lungs.
Yeah.
And they can, I think it's carbon monoxide that forms. It stays in your lungs and people like hallucinate and shit and then they die.
Sounds like a hell of a trip.
Yeah. I guess if you're just like tripping out right before you die.
It can't be that bad.
Can't be that bad.
One final trip, boys.
And then you're dead.
Let's decompress to death.
I saw some other thing a few years ago. I think it was one of the space stations or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is like the same thing, like something malfunctioned and they lost like pressure in the cabin and people just exploded.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, huh?
That's fucking goddamn.
Yeah. Imagine going from, I guess, like, I don't know what the pressure is, but there would be probably like a normal atmosphere, like one. And then to nothing?
Yeah.
Like nothing.
You just crumble up like a... What do you think that sounds like?
Oh, shit. It's like... Everybody just...
Hard-ass EDM bass just dropping.
Drop the bass. People are just blowing up like balloons.
That fucking DJ's good.
Yeah, what's his name? Decompression.
DJ Decompression.
Drop the bass. Oh, fuck. It's probably like a squishy noise.
Stepping on some grapes. Making some nice.
Stepping on some grapes. You know?
Nice wine.
Some fine human wine.
I drink that.
Yeah, so from now on, when people will say you're fine as wine, it means that they want to decompress you and drink you. And drink your.
And I'm one of them.
I want to be decompressed.
You already are, dude.
Decompress me, daddy!
You're like, what are those inverted asshole?
Pink socks?
That's you right there, dude, all the way.
I'm a human. I'm a human.
He needs some milk!
I'm a pink jumpsuit.
Oh! Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, jumping back to these bizarre ways to die. All right, so in 2013, a man named Roger Miro was crushed by a trash compactor while looking through a dumpster for his phone.
Wow. That sucks.
Let me set the scene. You're drunk as fuck, leaving the club. Your phone flies out of your hand for some strange reason. Maybe because you're eating a banana. You got some banana gunk on your hands. You try to text your Uber driver. Your phone flies out of your hand, goes in a fucking dumpster. Or you think it went in a dumpster. Probably just landed right in front of you, but you're too drunk to tell. So you jump right in this dumpster. And you're in there searching. And you're like, I got to get this phone because I'm going to get this ass as soon as I get my Uber driver here. I'm going to get dropped off at this bitch's house. And then you get compacted.
Sounds like a great way to go. Probably just like a really nice hug.
You're getting crushed to death. That's a big hug, dude. That's a big fucking hug. I don't know if I'd want that one. All right.
So all right.
In 2013, Denver Lee St. Clair was asphyxiated by a wedgie administered by his stepson during a fight. After St. Clair had been knocked unconscious, the elastic band from his torn underwear was pulled over his head and stretched around his neck, strangling him.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen that movie Hot Rod? Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Stunts.
Like what? What does your obituary say when you're dead?
How does the stepson just walk away from that and not see you suffocating?
He's like, you're not my real dad.
It smells like shit.
He's got some fucking track mark dookie stains on the back of his underwear just right over his forehead.
God damn.
That's pretty fucked up. That's a fucked up way to go.
That's a stretchy ass fucking underwear too.
Yeah. I would be pissed at my stepson. Pretty bad.
Too late, you're dead.
Too late. All right, what's on the list? What's the next item on the list here?
Alrighty, for the second worst way to go, it is to die of radiation.
So how does one die of radiation?
So basically, radiation, depending on the dose type, So the actual process that produces symptoms is the ability of ionizing radiation to rip apart atoms and molecules, making them highly unstable and reactive. So this is down to the single atom in your body. That's how much it affects you.
Your atoms are literally being
torn
apart?
So the severity of the symptoms depends on the dose and type of radiation. So small doses will bring like nausea, headaches, vomiting, fevers, and rashes.
So like chemotherapy kind of?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little bit higher, it'll start to rip apart your cells, causing blood cells, white and red, to both just die.
Ooh.
Your blood's dead.
And you need that to get your penis hard.
Yeah, definitely need that for an erection. But at this point, not even Viagra can help you.
Damn.
So, but at extreme doses, the skin becomes red and blistered and begins to slough off, or basically kind of just slip off.
Fuck.
Your body. So there's increased risk of neurological damage, throwing, tremors, and seizures, and headaches and vomiting become intense. And treatments such as blood and bone marrow transfusion will be ineffective. You'll almost certainly die at the highest dose, and you'll die fast.
Fuck. Damn.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, so don't go to Chernobyl anytime soon. It's probably not a good idea. Unless you literally want your skin to fall off.
Is that place really just full of radiation?
Yeah, because a nuclear power plant just blew up. I think it's like barely becoming livable at this point. I think like in 100 years or so, you'll be able to go there with like radiation suits and shit.
Yeah.
You want the last one?
Hold on. I am searching for this article of this man who had radiation poisoning. It was a crazy story.
Crazy.
All right. So this article reads, Hisashi Ochi, the victim of beyond fatal radiation, kept alive for 83 days against his will. So Hisashi Ochi was one of the technicians working at a facility operated by JCO, formerly Japanese Nuclear Fuel Conversion Company in Tokyo. He's one of two fatalities of Tokimura nuclear accident that exposed him perhaps the highest amount of radiation any human had been exposed to so far.
It was recent, wasn't it?
Doesn't say. This article was published 2 years. No, it was in 1999.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this kept him alive for 3 months. So the accident occurred on September 30th, 1999, when Hisashi Ochui or Ochi and two of his colleagues added a seventh bucket of arenol nitrate solution to a precipitation tank. Upon adding, the tank reached a critical stage and went into self-sustaining nuclear fission chain reaction, releasing intense gamma and neutron radiation.
God damn, that's some big words.
They were basically preparing a small batch of fuel for the first 3 years of this whole experiment, for this batch. And they wanted to make it faster, to get the process done faster, so they added more to this tank. And this dude got fucked. During the incident, Ochi was exposed to 17 sieverts of radiation, with 8 sieverts being normally considered fatal and 50 milliliter sieverts being the maximum limit of annual dose allowed for Japanese nuclear workers.
God.
So this dude was exposed to double the amount being fatal. His cells were basically fucking ripped open. There's pictures of him right here. This dude looks like a fucking packet of ground beef with a bunch of stickers all over him. Like, this dude's body was tore the fuck up. Oh my god, look at that.
Why is he alive?
They kept him alive. Like, this dude's basically melted. Like, he looks like a skeleton already.
Like, you know, in the movies, like when somebody like drops an atom bomb and like their skin is ripped off from the explosion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Damn, that's bad. And like, they kept him alive. They did blood transfusions on him. And on December 21st, his heart failed and they didn't resuscitate him. But they kept him alive for 3 months. Dude, that is bad. He looks, it just looks like a skeleton with skin on it.
Yeah, like, you know, the diagrams with just muscle on the body? That's literally what he looks like.
Damn, that's fucked. Yeah, I heard about this article, and it was pretty bad. Like, this dude's skin was basically just melting off of him.
That's terrible.
Radiation is nothing to play with.
Yeah, don't play with radiation, kids.
Man.
Just like you shouldn't light matches, don't play with radiation.
All right. So bring us to number one.
All right, number one worst way to die is skaphism, or also called the boats. It was basically an ancient method of execution designed by the Persians to cause as much suffering possible before death. So it's basically the Persian version. Fucking bars. Persian version of... Persian version of the Japanese death of 1,000 cuts. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is basically their way of doing it.
So they improved it. In a much painful way, since it's number one.
I guess. So basically what they do is they put you in like a hollowed out tree trunk or like in a small boat.
I like it so far.
And only your feet, your hands, and your head are protruding. And they force feed you milk and honey, which I guess back then was like a joke or
that'd
something.
That'd give me extreme diarrhea.
And that's exactly what it did. The point of it is to give the person extreme diarrhea.
Fuck.
And they're just shitting in this log.
Oh, and they got to sit in it.
Yeah, they got to sit in it. And then they would proceed to fill the log with milk and honey and dump it all over the person's, like, specify the areas of, like, his groin, his, like, upper chest, his head, and his hands and his feet. And it was basically supposed to attract insects that burrow.
Oh, no.
And it's not for sure if the burrowing insects would actually burrow, but that was the whole point of it, is that that the insects would go and burrow into the skin or swarm on the person. And
like any kind of insects?
I don't know. I like the picture shows but like a guy covered in bees. So I'm assuming that was part of it. And then not only that, but I don't know, what kind of insects burrow? Like ants, maybe?
Ants do, definitely.
Yeah, they try beetles. To burrow into the guy's groin or girl's groin.
Flies.
Chest.
And larvae.
Yeah. Rats.
Rats. Oh my God. So there could be numerous animals just.
The whole point of it was to drag you on as long as possible and
with as much like suffering as possible.
Yeah. But if you know that's you know, that could cause you to die, but typically they would die of dehydration, starvation, exhaustion, or septic shock.
But just fucking burrowed the hell up.
Yeah.
A bunch of holes all over you and shit. The bugs have been eating you for days.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, man. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Can't imagine that. I got some tattoos. That's as far in I want any object in my skin. I don't want a fucking insect making a home out of my ass cheek. Fuck that.
All right. Guys, you're gonna smell something. It smells like ass, but there's a lot of good food here. Some milk and honey, some poop floating around. That's whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Jim. What you gonna tell your wife over here? Found some nice ass.
I found good steak of land in this dude's ass.
A little bit of hair.
Nah, right in the middle, it's already a good burrowing hole.
Take that right down there. That Jimmy, come over here. Bring kids, man.
Bring kids, man. Let's go down this hall.
They all fit down.
See what's down this hall. Oh, shit. Is that? Oh, my God. It's a mudslide. Watch out.
All right, so that's gonna do it for the shitty ways to die.
Yeah.
Some pretty fucked up things. But I kind of want to get into our fears of dying. I have a few.
Let us hear it, baby boy.
Dying by my kid putting a wedgie over my head is definitely one of them, though. And if you can hear him crying in the background.
He's already plotting.
But, no, mine are definitely kind of the ones you skipped over. One of them would be drowning.
You think?
I think that would be a really shitty way to die. Just because you can, like, you're conscious during it.
Yeah.
And you're going to swallow some water. So you're going to, like, you know you're ingesting it.
But you don't just ingest, you also inhale it.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if you're stuck underwater somewhere, then you know you're not getting out.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much conscious of all this until you pass out, because eventually you do pass out.
Yeah.
And then you die. And I think that would be pretty shitty, because I've been in a pool with people holding me down before. And that...
Mafia?
No. No. Not mafia.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
What's the Asian gang?
I don't know.
Fuck. I'm blanking. Anyways. Trying to make a joke there, but didn't work. The Yakuza.
Is that actually their name?
Yeah. Never mind. It's already too late. Okay. It's gone. This ship has sailed. Yeah, I think that's fucked up. I've known a few people who have died of drowning.
Wow.
And that is not a way that I would want to go.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What about you? Your turn. We'll go back and forth if you have more than one fear.
Falling.
In love?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Die of a heartbreak?
So scary. No.
It's all right, dude. He'll love you one day.
He says he's going to leave his wife for me, but I just don't see it.
Wait. Let me just, let me interrupt this real quick and tell you guys a funny story. So, mostly Wyatt here.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck you. I know exactly what you're going to tell him about.
What?
Let's see if I was right.
You're probably wrong because you're overreacting. So we went to pick up my son earlier.
Okay, no.
From, what are you talking about?
Just keep going.
I want to know what you're talking about.
Just keep going.
Nah, I'm intrigued now.
Did we already talk about the roses?
Oh, no, we did not.
Okay, finish this first story then.
Okay, two-parter here. We got two good stories here. So anyways, today we went and picked up my son from daycare. And we went to the grocery store. So it was me and Wyatt. And my kid. And as soon as we get off the car, Wyatt's like, they're probably gonna think we're like gay couple or something. And I was like, yeah, whatever. So we go in the store, we're in the meat section, of course, getting some meat.
Some nice sausage.
And some old dude just fucking rolls his car right up to us. And what does he say?
Is that your papa?
Okay, so my kid's pointing at Wyatt and, like, reaching his hand out towards Wyatt. And my kid's a little light-skinned because his mom's pretty light-skinned. And I'm not dark, but I'm darker than him. And my kid doesn't have much hair, so it looks like, I don't know, like a brown kind of, I don't know, not a lot of hair. So he's reaching his hand out towards Wyatt, and then this old dude comes up and
he goes, that's your papa right there, yeah. Is that your papa? That's your papa, huh? Yeah.
Talking about Wyatt.
Yeah, pointing at me, looking at me.
Completely ignoring me.
And Robbie's like, what the fuck is going on?
And this dude was old as fuck. You know, if I would have said something, he probably wouldn't have heard me. Because he was old.
And his hearing aids turned off.
So I didn't bother. But we walked away, like, cracking the fuck up because it was fucking funny.
I called it, didn't I?
You did. Well, he didn't say he was gay or we were gay. He just, he assumed you were the father and I was just probably like a gardener or something. Or like
my side hoe.
No, I was like the maid.
My tennis coach.
Something.
Or personal trainer.
Probably that because I'm fucking so yoked.
Yoked.
Buying 15 packs of Oreos.
Yeah, and then it proceeded because his kid got up and wanted to be held by Robert, and he was shopping, so I took the kid and I walked around the store, and I couldn't fucking find Robert for like 5 minutes. I was just walking around with this kid.
Yeah, for you. I went down an aisle, and then Wyatt stopped to have him look at a balloon or something, and then I grabbed some milk and I came back and they were gone. So I was like, what the fuck? So then I literally went down almost every aisle looking down and I didn't
we
see
did
him.
Too.
And yeah, you guys were probably going the opposite way.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, well, this guy kidnapped my kid. Let me give him a call real quick.
I was scared. I was thinking I'd have to walk back to your house.
I just left you guys there.
You'd take him home. Have to raise them. It'd be like a story, like separated at birth type shit. Like, damn, how am I gonna afford to take care of this kid?
No, but we found each other. But yeah, that's that story.
Reunited and it feels so good.
So let me tell you guys about this other story here.
Fuck.
2 episodes ago, we did the haunted locations in California, right? And that night, we ended up going pretty late. Wyatt didn't leave till about 3 in the morning. So, while he was here... Huh?
Sorry.
So while he was here, we went to, where do we go?
To Save Mart, I think.
No. We went somewhere else.
I think we went to Guitar Center.
Something like that. And so we came back, and that was after we recorded our other podcast. So this was in between both. Came back, made some dinner, and while I was cooking dinner, I remembered that my fiance had received two roses from some event she went to, and she told me, she was like, hey, you should mess with Wyatt and put one of these on his car and inside of his car. You just got to get his keys. So this thought popped in my head. I had hid the roses in a drawer. And so I told Wyatt, I was like, hey, I think I forgot my wallet in your car. Can I see your keys? And he was like, yeah. So I was, the drawer that the roses were in were literally right behind Wyatt. And I opened the drawer and I pulled the roses out and he had no fucking clue. So I go, I put the rose, I put one on the windshield, and then I put one inside on the dashboard. Came back inside, recorded our last episode, or that paranormal episode, and finished it up. So we got done around 3, completely forgot that I had did this. So this guy leaves around 3, and I'm about to lay down, and I hear like a fucking frantic knock on the door. Just like super quick. And I get up and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I hear another one. And then I go to the door. I open the door and this guy's standing there with his knife in his hand, looking and pacing around, like looking behind him and shit. And he was like, was it you? Don't fuck with me. Was it you? And I was like, what? And he was like, was it you that put the fucking... And he couldn't even talk. And he was like, the flower, put the roses in the car. And I was like, what are you, you know, playing? And then after he said that, I remembered. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was just playing it off. Like, no, like, what are you talking about? And he was like, dude, somebody put a fucking rose inside my car. And I was like, what? And then so we walked out. Went to his car and he showed me. And he was like, super freaked out, like still pacing. And you know, it was 3 in the morning, it was like raining, like a light sprinkle, so it was pretty creepy out there.
Yeah, it was.
And there was the rose that I had put on his windshield, and then he was like, I was putting my bag in the back of the car, and then I came around the front and I saw a rose on my windshield, and then I saw one on the fucking inside of my car. And he was like, I don't know. He's just rambling and shit, looking under his car. And then he popped the trunk, and at that point, I was like, this guy's going to cry.
Fuck you.
I better tell him. So I started laughing, and he was like, was it you? Like, super fucking aggressive and pissed off. And then I was like, yeah, and then I told him the whole thing. And it was fucking funny, and we have a Ring doorbell.
Fuck you.
So we actually got that on video, and he came up to the door and was knocking frantically with the knife in his hand, so... maybe I'll post it on the Instagram if Wyatt's not too embarrassed.
I think it's already on the Instagram.
No, not that one. So I might post that one on the Instagram for you guys. We'll see. Stay tuned. So, yeah, that was that story.
Nice. Sicko mode. In my defense, it was 3 in the morning. I was tired as fuck. Okay. I saw a rose on the inside of my car. But my whole thing was, originally there was one on the outside. I put my bag in the passenger seat and I saw on the outside. So I'm like, oh, whatever, that's cool. Just thought it was some nice person leaving roses on people's cars. But I looked at your car and I looked at Steph's car and there's no rose there. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then I looked a little closer and there's a rose on the inside of my fucking car. So I thought somebody had broken in.
He thought it was a serial killer and they had left his mark.
Well, what else was I left to think?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Your mom came and was nice enough to leave a rose on your car?
She drove an hour down here just to put a rose on my car.
If she loves you, yes.
Damn, just calling her out like that.
Sorry, Mom.
Where were we before this?
Talking about scary ways that or shitty ways that we were scared to die. Was it my turn?
I think it was my turn. I was talking about falling to death.
Oh, yeah. Elaborate on that, please.
Oh, I'm already really scared of heights. As it is. And like even being in like a super high building, if there's not like a sill, if it's just like a glass like window, I won't really go close to it.
You're that scared?
I don't like heights. I'm scared of falling. Cause like the whole time you're falling, you like you know you fucked up, and you don't have you know you don't have a lot of time, and you know you're probably gonna die, and if you don't die, you're gonna be really fucked up.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine just falling to death.
Damn, that reminds me of like those videos from 9/11.
The people jumping out and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what would you? Because at that point,
I would just sit there and wait for the fucking plane to come.
You'd rather burn than
I'd rather fall stand for... at the I'd rather stand at the window where the plane was coming, die on impact than.
Yeah, but no, if you were one of those people that were still alive, you would rather burn than jump out of a building and fall for 10 seconds and then die.
Quick. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking Siri, Jesus. That is another one of my fears: burning to death.
Yeah, that one could be pretty bad, but I feel like unless you're purposely set on fire, I feel like you would die of smoke inhalation first. Suffocate.
Yeah, but that's another shitty way to die.
Yeah, not it's as like bad a, as
it's
burning.
It's not fast. You die faster falling. And
all right, what's your dream way to die?
My dream way to die? I'm fucking 115 years old. I'm getting my pole polished off. By my 10th wife, because all of them died by now.
And she's 18 and waiting for the money.
I'm a millionaire, and we're in the back of my Benz. No, we're in the back of my Phantom. Fucking Rolls Royce, baby.
RR.
And we're getting it on. And I bust a rope. I shoot a rope real quick. And my rope's coming out so hard that my heart just stops and I die.
You know, there was a story kind of similar to this where this guy was like kind of on death's bed, and he was really rich and everything, and I think his wife was convicted of murder for this. So basically she took him out of the nursing home or retirement home, wherever he was. And she was younger, so the guy was probably like 80-something. She was like 40. And so she took him out of the retirement home and took him to like a, like kind of like a beach or like a lake side cliff or whatever. And before, like he had a heart condition to where he can't have Viagra, like it'll kill his heart. And she didn't know this.
He was an old fucking dude.
Yeah. She didn't know this. And so she wanted to get it on with him.
So she was legit probably into this guy?
Eh, I don't know. I can't remember if she put the Viagra in there to actually... She put it in there to get him erect. But he was one of those kinds of guys who was like, I don't need Viagra, I'm a fucking man. I can get an erection myself. So she snuck it in his food while he ate it. And then they did it like on the cliff. And then he died.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because the Viagra like exploded his heart.
See, that'd be... similar to the way I'd want to go.
It would be terrible.
If not, I'd like to die peacefully in my sleep. And then my wife just wakes up next to my corpse.
Okay.
It's like, honey, get up. You gotta go whittle some wood. And I don't wake up. And she just leaves me there because she thinks I'm sleeping in. She comes back 2 hours later and I'm just fucking dead.
Nah, flies and shit.
That'd be a funny joke. That'd be my last joke.
Probably like to be like eating some ass and suffocate to death.
Are you serious?
No.
That'd be horrible.
Nah, I'd probably want to die like of natural causes.
Like just cancer?
Just... That's not natural.
Yeah, it is, because everybody eventually dies of cancer if you live long enough.
Alrighty.
I'm serious.
Just die of old age.
That's not a thing. It's not a fucking
Not everybody condition. Gets cancer.
If you live long enough, you get cancer and die.
No.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Incorrect.
Look it up. Why do you say that?
Nah. Just die of old age.
That's not a thing. Did you read it?
No. Can't read.
What does it say?
I didn't read it.
Whatever. Anyways.
People die of old age. You don't always die of fucking cancer, you sicko.
Okay, but like old age includes heart attacks, fucking.
Yeah, but people just hemorrhoids. Die peacefully.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They die because of some fucking things wrong with your body.
You don't know. You don't always just fucking
brain hemorrhage or something.
It's not how you always die.
You think like this guy's old enough. He's dead. That's what the Grim Reaper's fucking saying.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's saying.
It doesn't happen, dude.
It does.
Your fucking lungs fucked up.
Fake news.
You got a explosion in your asshole. Something, dude. I don't know. Send us an email. Let us know what you think.
How would you want to die?
How would you want to die? And let us know if you think why it's wrong or not. If you can actually fucking die from just old. I'm doing air quotes right now. Old age. And yeah, send us email at boosoundcast
yeah, and
at
if you, gmail.com. If you want to get eaten, I have a separate account, Hannibal Lecter 6969420.
Damn.
Hit me up.
Okay. All right, so I think that's gonna do it for us today, folks.
Yeah.
If you're still here. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was good. I thought I was a sick one. If you're still here, thank you very much.
It's time to go sicko mode. No!
Is that your voice doing that, or is that the mic cutting in and out?
That's my voice.
What the fuck?
No.
Stop, please. Holy shit. That was terrible.
That was like 20 seconds.
My God. I'm actually kind of impressed. No.
Thank
stop.
You.
Dude, stop.
Okay.
My kid's angry at you.
If
you're still here, thank you. If you don't follow us on Instagram, please follow us at BooSoundCast. Follow us on Twitter at BooSoundCast.
And follow my gay ass at ElbowDeepCast.
Send us an email at, is it BooSoundCast or Booze with the Hound?
BooSoundCast.
BooSoundCast@gmail.com. I never know which one it is.
Gene or mail.
Send us a DM. Let us know. Tell us what you want to hear. Please, please comment, like, subscribe, fucking fuck. That's it. This is Rob J, aka the Boo Sound, signing the fuck out. Peace.
Missus.